time is 20 to 3, Thursday the 20th of July, part 2 of Becky Lloyd's interview. So, Becky, we discussed a lot of your memories over the years before the break. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just to kind of round up the interview, would you like to tell us kind of what MenCap means to you?
I think the height. So about that. That's my best friend.
For the interview purposes, Becky's just put her phone away. That's what she's talking about now. It's beeping like mad. Do you want to turn it off, actually, Becky?
Popular lady, aren't you?
Yeah, so about that, it's my boyfriend's husband. He's also my boyfriend, too.
That's not a problem, just pop it on silent.
Right.
So, shall I summarise where we've got so far? Because we've all had a quick cup of tea, and we talked about all your work experiences, a lot about your earlier years, about how active you are in the community, mm-hmm. what friendship means to you, what you do on a daily basis, mm-hmm. the social scene. Some lovely memories, I have to say, Becky. Mm-hmm. Thank you for imparting all of those. So we've got the opportunity now. Is there anything you want to talk about with regards to your home life or what you want to do in the future and what your interests are? Is there anything that you want to talk about with regards to those?
Well, it does sound interesting. actually, I have been doing a project, actually, since I was 16. I've gone way back in the tree. Gone way back into the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, with it's all to do with my family tree.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
So have you found out anything interesting about your
heritage? Yes. Marty told Mum that it's actually pretty amazing myself. We're actually related to Sir Francis Drake.
Really? Wow, that's interesting. So what do you know about him? Could you tell us a little bit about what you found out about him?
Well, I went on the internet to find out about it. Turns out my grandma is a Sydenham. Right. So it'd be on my grandma's side. Like, it'd be a distant relative.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because you just mentioned your grandmother's side, but there's something I find interesting about your grandfather. Your mum's...
Oh, dad, yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. A grandpa was Andre. It's really cool. You don't say Andre. He's got this weird it's spelled A-N-D-R, and then you put a I-J on the end.
And do you want to explain why? What was his nationality?
who is from outside Kiev in Ukraine.
Wow. That's interesting.
I only found out about that about 10 years ago when I saw your mother's surname.
Mm-hmm.
Because she uses that maiden name.
That's right.
Because she's an extremely, extremely good artist.
Yes. Turns out my mother is like what you said, she's an amazing artist. She does great drawings. She once did a picture of mouse. Yeah. Cat, then some of Gypsy, Daisy, Tabby. If you got a picture of a pet that you want my mum to do for you, she will draw it and paint it, but only watercolours.
I was about to say she's one of the most talented artists I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
They are pet portraits, and you've just named all your pets because, of course, Mike and I know Mouse because he was always in our garden. So Mouse is your cat, which is
he was
yes, but the paintings that she does of pets in watercolours, I have never seen such a fine example. Very talented.
Yes. And it turns out when mum and dad first met one another, she went to art college in Newport. And I think that's where she got, why she's so talented is to, because she did a course.
Now I'm going to tell you an interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
You may know it, I don't know.
Okay.
But one of the art lecturers at that college in Newport was Annie's dad.
Annie,
who?
No.
Yes.
He was, yeah. He's a very famous artist, actually.
He's actually got a painting in the Tate in London. And he was one of the art lecturers at Newport College of Art, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, and that's where your mother has studied art. Now, thinking about the age scales of things, quite possibly she would have known him. So there's an interesting fact of connections that we're seeing today.
Oh, my Lord. Hello.
So do you share your mum's talent? Is art something that you like to do?
Well, I'm not as good as my mother, but I am really good at art. Yeah.
So something you enjoy doing. We do quite a lot of art here at Menkab, actually, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Two different projects.
We do.
And we've just been given permission to do a huge piece of art in the meeting room.
So yes.
Basically fill the whole wall, which is going to be about 2 metres by 3 metres.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be starting that soon.
What is that all about?
They just want a big piece of art on the, what was the computer room, now the meeting room.
Wow.
We're just going to put a huge piece of abstract kind of, painting on the wall. The guy's got free rein to do whatever we want, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun.
Can I really, if that get home, I'm going to ask mum about the lecturer that she had.
His name was Keith.
Hello.
And it was Keith Richardson. So if you remember Annie's surname, which is Richardson.
Yeah.
And if you think of Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones member, it's a combination. So it's Keith Richardson. And see if your mother knew him. That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yes. So, moving on with the interview, Bex, is there anything else you want to discuss? I find that incredible, by the way. That's blown me away about the family tree. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Your love of animals? You've got a nephew. You've got a loving family.
Oh.
Yeah, what have you jumped on then?
Right. No, Miss Nellis. I never thought I would be an auntie now, to be honest.
Yeah.
I thought I knew I would be one day. Yeah, but not yet. But I'm pleased that I just did get pregnant because Ellis is such a amazing, a cheeky, cute little thing ever.
And I can see you're absolutely exuding love as you're talking about Ellis.
Yeah, he's four now, and he'll be starting a mono in September.
Wow.
In Monmouth.
So he's Jess's son. Jess is your sister.
That's right.
You have another sister who's embarked on something special as well.
That's another thing that it runs in the family, it does. Rose's job, that's my other sister, she's a flower farmer, right? But it runs in the family because mum's a grandmother and grandfather used to run a nursery in Somerset. And I used to go there a lot. I'd go to the nursery and their house, massive house, called Asham House, had horses. My favourite was Karamia. I even got a picture of her. Me, mum's nan, and Karamia in the field. This is the best horse ever. She was a creamy colour.
Yeah, I love horses.
And this was when I was like a toddler. I used to go to Asham an awful lot, especially around Christmas. But my first year of Christmas didn't go very well because I was ill. So we had to stay in Tufted for my first year for a Christmas. So the year later we went down to Somerset and spend time at a grandma's and a grandpa's old house, and then I'd go to Asham as well. I even had a picture taken with Father Christmas.
You had a picture. So the relatives who run the nursery, was that your mother's grandparents?
Yeah.
Right. So the things I'm picking up in this interview is how things go through the generations. It's there, isn't it, Becky? All our skills are quite often passed down.
So I used to run this nursery with like flowers. So I'm guessing that great that I was more of a florist, which Rose is as well. She's a florist. But her bedroom is like well, I'll tell you, a ceiling, shelves, all that are covered with flowers.
Which actually is the whole of your family. For a start, your sister is called Rose.
Yeah, that's right.
You love wearing flowers on your clothes. Yes. Your mother does. I know you love the colour pink.
Yes, can't tell.
Absolutely, you're wearing pink as we speak. Yes, and that's always been a big part of what I think of with your family is flowers, actually. So, and here's the other connection. Rose, your sister, is actually doing the wedding flowers for my daughter coming up in September.
Oh, what? Is she?
Yes.
I think so.
So, that's another connection.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything you'd like to ask Michael or me about anything as part of an interview? Would you like to ask us a question? Anything you want, within reason.
Anything you want. There's no wrong questions.
We haven't touched on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about COVID? And
Well, tell you the truth, I've never been like this at all. But since COVID has started, I've been more aware that it's around, I've been paying more attention to wash my hands an awful lot, make sure I don't use too hot, but I would make sure that I wash myself in a comfortable heating in the bath or the shower, because because it kills germs and bacteria, anything that kills it is better, especially with because I'm trying not to get it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, actually. That is an important thing that's come out of it, and that's a positive thing about and more awareness of hygiene. And to be honest, I think that's the case with everyone. I'm certainly more aware of it. Do you want to talk about how you felt during that time, or is it something that you don't want to talk about?
Fine. I've never liked sharing hand towels, and because my own one, and you won't believe this, it's pink.
I would believe that it's pink. So were you aware of what was happening when that pandemic hit? Because we all had to learn fairly quickly. And do you remember the rules that the Welsh government laid down about not going to supermarkets, not having friends? I mean, your relatives are from Somerset. Did that affect you, or how did you cope?
Well, that's only two of them. That's a grandma and auntie.
Yes.
Yeah. But all the other ones, I think Jackie is in Somerset, not entirely sure. That's my mum's cousin, just tell you. There are some that we don't know who are living in Somerset. But most of the people who live there are not a buzz anymore.
Right.
And there's a link my grandma's sister, Kathleen, she was a trying to say it, she used to make dresses.
Seamstress.
That's it. Yeah.
And of course, I picked up that you studied textiles at college.
Yeah, exactly. So, I did textiles at college. So that's a nice link there.
Yes.
But to COVID, and there was a point where I had to. I stay away down here at one point because I and the and Jim that was because it was a Christmas and it was having Auntie and Grandma are coming up, so I couldn't mix with other people.
So you took the very sensible approach about not about avoiding places here where we've got groups of people in and the gym. So all in all, then you've got through COVID.
Yes,
it's now made you very aware, like I said, of hygiene. And yeah, and you got through it basically, didn't you?
I did have a tiny bit of a setback bit. The day that I had my birthday, Laura decided to use a bit of my mouthwash, and I didn't mean to. It was just she totally understood after a while. It's just like sharing stuff, but when it comes to mouths.
Yes.
No, that's fair enough.
I agree.
I'm sure people understand that. I'd be the same.
But Laura got a tad bit upset over it. She didn't mean to.
Yeah, well, accidents happen, but I'm sure she understood when you explained.
So would you like to ask Michael or me any questions? Because you've known us quite a few years, which is probably going to come across in this interview.
Look, I will say... On Rose's, how old are you now?
I'm 32.
Yeah, so I'm guessing a 30 years, then 30.
Yeah, you probably know you've known me
for yeah. Rose, your sister, and Michael have gone through school right up until comp.
Yeah,
there's photos of me and Rose as toddlers together.
That's right.
She's October, Michael's December.
That's right.
So Rose would have celebrated a COVID 30th, same as I celebrated a 60th during COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the best times.
Because I remember you had white hair, white blonde hair.
He did, yeah, it was man. White, yeah.
Albino when I was a child,
yeah. you came over for Rose's birthday. Playing all sorts.
Yeah, I remember playing in your garden and coming around for tea and stuff like that when I was younger.
is I do remember another photo of all three of you. It was you, Kim, and Rose. I think two of you had your tops off. And,
probably that me. Was... I was
probably
naked as a kid.
Not I think.
Well, just to like, give you a memory, you live on the back of us, and I and your dad's quite tall, a bit like Michael and and my husband, and I've got memories of seeing you as a toddler. You were always on your dad's shoulders, so I used to see toddler Becky just going past our fence every day, but your dad Mark. Always had you on his shoulders.
Right, hey, another link through MenCap. I know he's not part of, but he may be part of MenCap, I'm not sure. Right. But you know, Alison.
Alison Ray, yes.
Yeah. When Mum and Dad first brought me home, after being born. You won't believe who was our neighbour next door.
It would have been Alison and...
Andy.
And
Ben.
Wow. Wow. Small world. I just want to... I think we're coming to the end of this now with the interview. I would like to say to you that I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Michael, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, you've done a really good job, Beck. You've answered wonderfully. You've got some great stories in there. So I really appreciate you doing it. Thank you.
And I hope it's been enjoyable for you, Becky.
It has.
Good.
Yeah, well, so what we'll do is we'll go away, have a listen to it ourselves, and then you can listen to the recording yourself.
Cool.
Yeah, and then we'll decide maybe what bits we'd like to use for the exhibition, and we'll let you know.
And can I ask, do other people hear what I'm saying?
Eventually, if you're comfortable with that.
Cool.
That's so if the forms we signed before, that's kind of disclosing. So
I have to. I'll find out about that.
We won't. Obviously, we won't. Play or let anything public that you're not comfortable being public, but I think most of what we've spoke about is good content, and I think people would like to hear it. So if you're
And to be honest, I do want Kelly to hear it, because I said earlier about that I'm pleased that I've been united with her.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Alright then, well, we'll end it there then, guys. Okay, if anyone wants to say goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.